Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
My soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist just sung, I believe. How many out there believe today? How many believe with no doubt in their mind that things are going to get better. How many believe that God is a God that answers prayers? How many believe that he'll bring you out of the storm? How many believe that he'll give you another chance? How many believe that there's nothing too hard for the God that we serve? Amen, amen. Once again, we'd like to say greetings in the precious name of Jesus. Today is November the 26th in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2012. We greet each and every one of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. And we thank you for tuning in once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We are on Saturdays at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the host for that segment is none other than Minister Billy Burns. And that segment is titled, They Overcame. And that's the time for you to come on and give your testimonies of what the Lord has done in your life. Amen. And on early Sunday morning, we have 7 o'clock a.m. prayer for 30 minutes. We're on the line at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, and 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we invite you to join us for 30 minutes of prayer before you go into your respective houses of worship. Just lift up some prayer to the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'll call in numbers, area code 858-683-1334. Once again, that call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Once again, that mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. Once again, that's newdestiny54@yahoo.com. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. We encourage you to email us or write us or even call in and join the live broadcast. Amen. We'd like to also, again, to extend an invitation to you to fellowship in our True Fellowship Conference 2012. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God's doing. And I tell you, today being the 26th of November, we're sitting on about 11 days before this conference. So there's yet time for you to call in and reserve your seating. We are having a luncheon on that Saturday, but the service starts on Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday morning, we're starting at 10 o'clock a.m. The luncheon tickets is $25, and we still have seating available, so please contact me at area code 209-271-8735. Once again, that's area code 209-271-8735. We have a wonderful host of speakers that will be with us on that weekend. We have Dr. Winston L. Singleton of Greater Enrichment Ministries of Los Angeles, California. We have Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing and Prayer and Compassion Ministries in Elk Grove, California. We have Pastor Ashton Adams of the Circle of Love Ministries. And we also have our host pastor where this event will be held, and that's none other than Dr. Kenneth E. Burford. Amen. And this event will be held at Christ Redeeming Center at 2281 East Main Street in Stockton, California. Once again, that's 2281 East Main Street in Stockton, California, and the zip is 95205. Amen. So we're looking to have a wonderful time in the Lord. We're coming together to fellowship. We're coming together to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. As I begin to just reflect on all what God has done for me and all what he's doing in the lives of his people, we can't help but to give him praise. Amen. Amen. God is a great God, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. We're going to open with the word of prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again with a humble spirit and a grateful heart on this morning, Monday afternoon, November 26, 2012. Lord God, we come with no other objective and no other purpose but to lift up your name and to give you praise. We come, Lord God, thanking you for being a gracious God, thanking you for being a kind God, thanking you for being a loving God. Lord God, we come against the adversary on today that would come to tamper with this airwaves and this broadcast on today. We bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, and we take full authority over what you have given us. Lord, you have given us authority. You have given us power over all the wiles of the devil. And Lord God, we implement that power. We implement that authority on today. Amen. You said after the Holy Ghost comes, ye should receive power. Power to do what? Power to tread upon serpents. Power to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Power to declare and decree. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for all of our listeners. We thank you for those that may sign in later in the chat room, Lord God. We asking you to bless all the ministries that functions on Blog Talk Radio. Lord God, we asking you to bless your leaders, each and every one of them, in every place here in the nation. Lord God, we asking you to continue to uphold our president and his cabinet, Lord God. Look down on our bishops and our pastors and our ministers and our evangelists, Lord God. Lord God, we lift our children up before you on today, even our grandchildren, Lord God. We lift up the teachers, Lord God. We lift up the physicians, Lord God, the nurses, and Lord God, our troops and our policemen and all those in government, Lord God, we lift them up before you on this morning. Oh, God, we thanking you for just being a kind God. Oh, God, we thank you for even allowing us to celebrate Thanksgiving on this past week, Lord, where we were able to sit down with our families and we were able to break bread together, Lord God, and put all the differences aside. Oh, God, and let us not pick up those differences. Oh, God, but those differences that we put aside on last week, let us never to pick them up again. Lord God, remember the bereaved family of the Claibornes. Remember Jay Sale, Lord God. Continue to touch his heart and his little brother, to Josh. Remember him. Strengthen him, his sister, hallelujah, Tashiera, and strengthen Darius and the other brother, Lord God, and all of those family members, Lord God. Dry every tear, Lord God. Strengthen and comfort them, and let them know, Lord God, to lean on you. For you say to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways we are to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our paths. Lord, remember all the listeners that come on this broadcast, Lord. Some that we haven't heard from in a while, God. Remember them, Lord God. You know where they are. Lord, remember Evangelist Cardwell on today. Evangelist Doris and her husband, Elder Cumber, Lord God. Remember Evangelist Joshua, Lord God, and Sister Ruby Larry, Lord God. Remember them in a special way. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to touch Pastor Adams, Pastor Ashton Adams. Go to Texas right now, Lord God, and minister to his heart. Strengthen him, Lord God, in everything that you're putting in his spirit, Lord God, while he's meditating, while he's in a sabbatical, Lord God. Remember him, Lord, in a special way. Remember First Lady Carol Adams, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Remember our family, Lord God. Evangelist Bruce Stiller, Lord God. And Minister Mike, Lord God. Remember them, Lord God. Even Dr. Burford this morning, God. Continue to touch him. Touch his wife, First Lady Burdell, God. Remember their daughter and his sons, Lord. Remember all the parishioners that he is in charge over, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember my mother, Lord, on this morning. Continue to bless and strengthen her. Remember my son, Lord God. Continue to touch him, Lord God. Give him a mind, Lord God. Renew his mind, God, and strengthen him, Lord God. Give him a mind to receive, surrender all to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and remember Danielle and all the women that are in Dublin, California, Lord. Remember the sick and the shut-in. Remember those that are in prison and hospitals. Those, remember the elderly, Lord God. Remember those that are in homeless shelters on today. Those that are addicted, Lord God, and maybe out on the street with nowhere to go, God. You know who they are, Lord God. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you for all that you're doing. We bless you for what you've already done, Lord God, and we thank you, and we expecting you to do some greater things in our lives, not for no self-gratification, not for no self-glory, Lord God, but to lift up your name where you and you alone would get the glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord God. Remember Minister Derek Adams, Lord God. Remember the Circle of Love family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch Pastor Singleton on this morning. Continue to strengthen Pastor Gloria Jones on this morning. Remember Prophetess Cheryl Harrison and Bishop Harrison and Dr. Singleton, Lord God. Bless him. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for all you are merciful, God. You are a kind God. Lord God, and we thank you, and we praise you forever and ever and ever and ever and evermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for our guest in the chat room. Yes, 4343. Hallelujah. Thank God for you on this afternoon. Amen, amen. And this segment is called A Time of Reflection. And as I begin to just take some inventory and take an assessment of all that we've done. You know, I'm giving God the glory on today, on next month, on December the 9th, even in our True Fellowship Conference, we will be commemorating 1 year on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And I give all the glory to God. I give it all to him because it's because of him that I was strengthened to continue on and to oversee and host this broadcast Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And we give all the glory to God. Oh, for God alone is worthy of all the glory. But as I begin to just reflect, and this segment is called A Time of Reflection, as I begin to reflect upon all the wonderful topics that God has given us on this past year, my heart is humbled. My heart is humbled because you know what? God never makes any mistakes. So he don't make any mistakes. He said he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. And as I begin to go over my log and begin to look at all of these wonderful topics that God has given us, you know, God said his word will not go out and return unto him void. He said his word would accomplish that he sent it to do. Amen. And I tell you, I have seen God work. I've seen him move. I've seen him open up doors. I've seen him close doors. I've seen him perform miracles. I've seen him, hallelujah, heal the sick. I've seen it for myself. Hallelujah. I've even seen him held back the jaws of death. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. So today I'm going to do just some reflection, a time of reflection. The Bible says, stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. See, we're so quick to forget what God has already done. When we're faced with a new storm, a new test, or a new trial, We're so quick to forget what all what God has already done. But if he already brought you out of test, if he's already brought you out of trial, hallelujah, why would you forget? Hallelujah, God that I serve, he's able to deliver me. The God that I serve, he'll never forget me. Hallelujah. The Bible says God always remember. And why does he remember, Sister Benoit? Because he's a God that never slumber. He's a God that never sleep. He's a God that don't take vacations. He's a God that don't take naps. He's a God that's always attentive to every one of his children's needs. I thank God that I serve a father. I thank God that I have a father in my life that provides for me, that protects me, that shelters me, that covers me. Ah, hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen, amen. And I tell you, as we went back to December, hallelujah, the first week we were on this broadcast, and when I began to just reflect upon what God has done, let me just share with you about reflect. Reflect. When I begin to look at that word reflect, when I begin to look at that word reflect, it says to think quietly and calmly. It says to express a thought or an opinion resulting from something. Hallelujah. It also says to bring about a specified appearance, to have bearing or influence. Ha! It also says a thought, an idea or opinion formed, or remark, again, made as a result of meditation. It says consideration of some subject matter. An idea, again, or purpose, to think, to meditate, or to ponder. As I begin to think, and as I begin to meditate, and as I begin to get an idea of what God wanted us to do for this broadcast, I had to go before the Lord because I was a novice. I'm not a novice for standing before people, but I was a novice for hosting a radio show. And I said, Lord, when I began to research and look at this Blog Talk Radio and saw all the different things that was available to get the word out, I said, Lord, I can do that. I want to encourage somebody. I want to inspire somebody. I want to motivate somebody. I want to enlighten somebody. I want to empower somebody. With this word, not with my opinion, not what Sister Adrian thinks, but what does say the Lord? Hey, this Bible is our tool. It's our roadmap. From Genesis to Revelation, if you ever get lost on the highway of life, all you got to do is go back to the manual. All you have to do is go back to the roadmap. This is our manual for living. This is our manual for destination. This is our manual for our destiny in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Whatever version you prescribe to, it's okay. You may prescribe to King James Version. Some may prescribe to the NIV. Some may prescribe to the New King James Version. Some may prescribe to the Amplified. Some may prescribe to some other versions. I tell you, but whatever version you prescribe to, all I want to share with you today is God said in every one of those translations, he said, be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. Hallelujah. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He knows our beginning. He knows our end at the beginning. Oh, I bless the Lord for him today. And as I begin to think and meditate and ponder, we're reflecting today. We're talking about a time of reflection. And that was the title that God gave me for this radio broadcast. He said a time of reflection. And as I begin to look back over my log, I bless the Lord today. Destiny focused topics. Our first topic was unity in the body. Unity in the body. And as I begin to look at that, and we're closing out this year with the fellowship conference. And the theme for that conference is let brotherly love continue. What are you saying, Evangelist Benoit? I'm saying the Bible say allow brotherly love to continue. Don't let no dissimulation, don't let no disagreement, don't let no nothing with your opinion and what you feel and what you have interpreted the scripture to mean, don't let that separate us. He said, let brotherly love continue in Hebrews 13:1. Let brotherly love continue. We're not talking about no love to be lusting at one another. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the agape love of God. Amen. So that first week, our subject was unity in the body. How many know that if there ever was a time when we need to unify, it is now. If there ever was a time when we ought to unite as Christian soldiers, it is now. And that next topic was the effectiveness of prayer. How many know that prayer is effective? Prayer is the tool that can carry you to your destination. The effectiveness of prayer. And that week I can remember it so profoundly because we had Prophetess Cheryl Harrison with us. And she taught us on the effectiveness of prayer. And she began to tell us how to come to the Lord in prayer. She began to tell us how to put on a certain garment. She said, you just don't come to the Lord any kind of way. She said, designate a special garment and anoint that garment. And when you begin to come to the Lord in prayer, you're coming already attired. You know, when you're getting ready to meet your mate, if you're married and you know you got a wife or a husband, before you come together, and if you had a marriage, those of you that may not have a ceremony, you may have all just went down to the justice of the peace. But I tell you what, you were looking good. Hallelujah. You were looking good because this was the day that you and your mate was going to stand in a covenant agreement. You were going to stand in a covenant agreement, and you were going to pledge your vows one to another. Well, if you don't receive your mate any kind of way, don't go to God any kind of way. Amen. Then we had the battle of the mind. Oh, that was a tough one there. The battle of the mind. How many know that we're battling with our minds every day? You know why? Because the devil is as a roaring lion. He's already told the Lord he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And he comes to seduce us. He comes with these whispering demons to whisper in our ears, to make us doubt God, to make us think we're not effective, to make us think we're nobody in Christ Jesus. But I'm here to serve you notice today that you have the victory over your mind. You have the victory over the battle of the mind. All you have to do is submit yourself. All you have to do is subscribe to this word of God. All you have to do is lay aside all of those weights that so easily beset you. Oh, I tell you today, we had some wonderful topics. And as we went on, the next one was write the vision. Write the vision. And I remember that one particularly because we had that one for about 2 weeks. and we went over to Habakkuk. See, and I'm not even looking at no notes. I'm just going on my memory because the Lord told me today, he said reflect. He said a time of reflection. I want you to just reflect on what I've done for you. I want you to reflect on how we gave you these topics and how you were able to encourage somebody out there in radio land. How somebody was able to go back into the archives. They may have not been able to listen live at the 1 o'clock hour, but they went back on the archives and they were able to listen to these messages again. Oh, I bless the Lord for that one. Write the vision. Hallelujah. He said, write the vision and make it plain. And him that read it, they would run with it. Because he said, guess what? Don't the vision tarry. Wait on it. Let me tell you something. We're coming to the end of the year, people of God. And God have not manifested all the promises that he promised you. But it wasn't because God was slack. Take some inventory. Take an assessment of yourself and see where you missed the mark. Because my God will never fail. See where you missed the mark. So if all those promises that God made haven't been manifested in your life, you better check yourself. Hallelujah. Because Habakkuk said, though the vision tarry, he said, wait on it, for it will speak and it will not lie. The vision will speak in your life. Hallelujah. Then we moved on. We moved on to the choice is yours. How many know that the choice is yours today? Hey, glory to God. The choice is yours. And we had that one for 2 weeks. The choice is yours, people. We have a choice. We can decide whom we're going to serve. Joshua said, and I remember that one because we went to the book of Joshua. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. The choice is yours, people. You have a choice. Amen. Then we moved on and we went on into the power of forgiveness. How many know that there's power when you forgive? The power of forgiveness. When you decide that you are going to forgive, you empower yourself. Because forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Oh, and when you decide to forgive, you can live happily. You can go to sleep at night with joy in your spirit. Hallelujah, because you have activated that power that is within you. You have the power, people, to forgive. Remember, forgiveness is a choice. You can choose to forgive or you can choose to hold on. And I tell you, if you hold on, unforgiveness is a cancer. It'll eat at your marrow. It'll eat at your bones. It'll eat at your flesh, and you'll live a miserable life. Amen. Then we moved on to chosen vessels pursuing our destiny. How many know that you are a chosen vessel? You are of the royal priesthood. You are of the royal priesthood. We are chosen vessels. Chosen vessels that decided that we were going to pursue our destiny. How many know that you have a destiny in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. Then we moved on to standing on the promises of God. Standing on his promises. We have to know that we have to stand on the promises of God, because the promises of God are yea. The promises of God are amen. Amen. Then we moved on. I'm moving quickly here because the Lord told me today. He said, I want you to have a time of reflection. Go back, hallelujah, and remind them of all these messages that went forth. Let me tell you, people, when we stand before God, no man will be able to accuse God, because the just God, the righteous God, he will do what's right, standing on the promises of God. Then we moved on to winning souls for Christ. How many souls have you won for the Lord this year? How many souls have you even witnessed to? How many souls did you take? tell about Jesus? How many souls did you tell that God was an able God? How many souls did you encourage this year? How many souls did you do a kind deed for? How many souls did you say a kind word to? Hallelujah. Winning souls for Christ. Then we went on to hope built on a promise. How many know that we have a hope in Christ Jesus? We have a hope that is built on a promise. And that promise was that he would save our children. He would save our children's children. He said, I would save all those that are called. Hallelujah. Hope built on a promise. Then we went on to the whole past. Hold fast to your profession of holiness. How many know that holiness is a profession? Those of you that have professions, those of you that are professionals and have careers, you just didn't get there overnight. You had to go to school. And after you went to school, then some of you all had to intern. Some of you all had to intern. And intern is you interning, and you may not receive no reward, no compensation, but you're holding fast to that profession that you've chosen. And as you begin to understand and you begin to experience some things, hallelujah, you begin to walk in that profession. And that's what you have to do with holiness. Holiness is a profession. You have to work on that art. You got to work on mortifying this flesh. You got to work on killing these spirits. You got to work on anger. You got to work on wrath. You got to work on envy and jealousy. You got to work on these things because they all dwell inside this flesh. They all dwell inside this flesh. Oh, and then we went on to let your voice be heard. And this week we dedicated this week. When I begin to talk about my mother and I begin to talk about my sister that's been in prison for 20 years, we say, let your voice be heard. How many know when it comes to your family, you want everybody and their brothers and their sisters to get on the bandwagon when some tragedy hits your family, when an incident happened that threw you off and you didn't know nothing about it, and when they brought it to you, you begin to plead the blood, and you begin to ask the saints to plead and intercede on your behalf. Let your voice be heard. Don't wait until it happened to your daughter. Don't wait until it happened to your son, but speak up now. Let your voice be heard. And I thank you all the many listeners and all the supporters. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for supporting my sister. I thank you for praying for my family in the name of Jesus. And even that was in the early part of the year. And I tell you, the Lord has blessed where she has an attorney that's working on her case as we speak. And I want you all to continue to keep her in your prayers. Danielle Metz, that's my baby sister. Hallelujah. And I'm looking for the Lord to bring her out. Hey, you know, Mosiah, in the name of Jesus. Then we went on to the power of an active church. How many are in an active church? I don't mean a church that's coming together for form or fashion. I don't mean a church that's praising God haphazardly when they feel like it, and when they don't, they don't. I'm talking about an active church, the power of an active church. When you're in an active church, there shall be some signs, because the Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. They should lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. The power of an active church. Then we went on to, I may not be able to complete all of these subject matters, but the Lord told me today, this week we want to talk about a time of reflection. Last week we talked about giving thanks. And the week before that we talked about let love lifted me. Amen, amen, amen. I see my friend Sister Screen on the line today, and we're just doing some reflection, Sister Screen. We've been on this broadcast 1 year. 1 year next month, and the Lord told me to talk about, go back over these subject matters, a time of reflection. So I'm thinking and I'm meditating, I'm pondering on all of these beautiful topics that the Lord gave us. And I tell you, if you've been on this broadcast any time this year, anytime you come on this broadcast, you will hear a word from the Lord, not from Sister Adrian, but God always has somebody on here giving a word. Amen. And after we went on from that, we went on the next subject matter was, what happened to the blood? And I'm still asking that question today. What happened to the blood, people? What happened to the blood? We used to plead the blood over our children. We used to plead the blood over our circumstances. We used to plead the blood over our finances and our homes and on our jobs. Hey, what happened to the blood? We still need to apply that blood, because the blood that gives the strength from day to day, it'll never lose its power. It'll never lose its power. Then we went on to don't let the enemy win. We're closing out the year this year, people. We're almost at the end of 2012. Don't let the enemy win. Keep on fighting. You might get knocked down. I wouldn't tell you that I haven't been knocked down this year. I wouldn't tell you that I wasn't wobbling this year. I won't tell you I ain't never been depressed this year. I won't dare tell you that I haven't gone through anything this year. But I'm here to serve you. Notice that the enemy did not win, because I have the victory. D-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I have the victory in Christ Jesus, and I'm holding fast to my profession. Oh, I bless the Lord today. Then we had a subject, say, stand. The Bible says after you've done everything to do, stand. Stand therefore. Stand with your loins girded about you. Hallelujah. After you've done everything, you got to still stand. You got to stand, baby. Hallelujah. If he knocked you down, get on back up. Hey, because it ain't over till God says it's over. As long as they ain't got to the 10 count, you are reminded in the ring. When these boxers begin to box, hallelujah, one might knock one down. Oh, but the referee, he'll begin to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As long as you're up before that 10 count, you got a chance. Hallelujah. So guess what? Get on up. Dust yourself off and get on back up and take another lick. So you can keep on knocking me down, but every time you knock me down, I'm going to get on back up. I'm going to get back up, because the next one was, what is praise? When you knock me down, I'm going to think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, and then I'll begin to activate a praise down in my spirit, because when you think on the goodness of Jesus, you can't help but think about where he's brought you from. You can't help but think about what he's done for you. You can't help but think about how he covered you with his blood. Hallelujah. Then we went on, and I think we went on into the Mother's Day week, celebrating the priceless gift of a mother. And that week I had my mother on the line, and I had to celebrate my mother. And while I celebrated my mother, I celebrated the other women that was on slide, the other mothers that have given birth. Hallelujah. I celebrated them. Hey, God, I bless you. So I just didn't celebrate the gift of my mother, but I celebrated the women. Hey, glory to God. Oh, I bless the Lord today for a mother. She made her 76th birthday on Friday, November the 23rd. And I tell you, my mother, she's a warrior. She's a soldier. Hallelujah. I begin to think about Katrina. And I was there in New Orleans during the time of Katrina. And I told my mother, I said, come on, mother, you got to get out because they got a mandatory evacuation. And she told me, she said, Adrian, you go. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stay in my house, and I'm going to ride it out. How many know you got to ride out your storms? She rolled the storm out. Oh, but the next morning, glory to God, the next morning the levees burst. Hallelujah. And the water began to seep in the city. And thank God that my brother, one of my brothers and his wife was there. And they were able to get out. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for that. Oh, we done went through some changes this year. Hallelujah. But we're still standing. We're still standing. Hallelujah. Well, I bless the Lord for being able to stand on today. Amen. Then we went on. Oh, Lord, I may not be able to finish today. But I tell you, we went on to God's grace. Insufficient. Hallelujah. I know I won't be able to get through all of this today, but we talked about God's grace being sufficient. How many know that God's grace is sufficient? Oh, glory. When everything else fails, the grace of God will carry you through. It'll see you through. Oh, I bless the Lord on today. I thank him, hallelujah, for his grace. I was reminded, hallelujah, Paul, the apostle Paul, how he had a thorn in his flesh, and he sought the Lord twice to take it away. But the Lord told him, if I take this thorn away from you, Paul, you might not serve me. You may backslide. Hallelujah. So he said, I have it here for a reason, because I want to keep you humble. I don't want you to get the big head. Hey, you don't want to shut down. You can't get the big head, Paul. Hallelujah. So he said, my grace, as he sought the Lord told him, his grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Shut up. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I thank him, hallelujah, for being a great God. I thank him for being a merciful God. Oh, I bless you today. Then we went on to faith is. What is faith? You don't know, shut up. Hallelujah, what is faith? Many people have different definitions of what faith is. I don't know more shot, but I believe faith is believing in something that you can't see. Hallelujah. How many know that we have to believe in a God that we can't see? We can't see him, but guess what? We're able to witness the manifestation of his blessings. Hey, you know more shot. Hallelujah. Let me just pause for a second. I have to put this phone. This phone was not fully charged, so I have to put it on the charger. So just bear with me for a second or two. Yeah, no more, Shia. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I give him glory. Yeah, no more, Shia. I give him glory and I give him praise. Yeah, no more, Shia. Faith is. We have to activate this faith. Yeah, no more, Shia. We have to act this faith, Sister Scream. Oh, God. God ain't told us that the road would be easy. He didn't say this was going to be a road that you could just skip and play hopscotch on. Hallelujah, because guess what? For you to trust God, you're going to have to believe in something that you've never seen. You're going to have to take this word as faith value, even when he told us, hallelujah, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, hallelujah. We have to know that there's already been documented that Jesus died. He died and he rose. All we need to do is have the faith to believe in his word, believe in the documentation, believe in the evidence, believe in the facts that's already been presented. Oh, and then we went on to the gift of wisdom. How many and know, hallelujah, wisdom is of God. And every gift, every perfect gift comes from above. So we talked about the gift of wisdom. Hallelujah. A wise man and a wise woman should build their house upon a rock. That's wisdom. Don't be like the silly man that builds his on some sand. Build your house on a rock. And when the winds and the storms come, I'm looking back at my mother's house, Sister Scream. Hallelujah. We thought it was going to be torn down. We thought Katrina was going to wipe it away. Oh, but it was built upon a good foundation, a solid foundation. It was built upon a rock. Yes, it had to be renovated, but the house never moved off its foundation. They renovated it and transformed that house. But I can envision the house in its first glory. When I went back to visit my mother for the first time, I said, wow, they had renovated that house. You wouldn't have known it if you'd never been in there and had no memories of the former house. You would have said, wow, a new house. Hallelujah. And that's what God will do for you. We're talking about the gift of wisdom. Hey, then we went on, and I'm going to stop on these last three. I'm going to stop on them because we got about, look like 12 or 15 more topics that we had, because we've been on this air for a whole year. And I'm talking to those that are in the chat room and those that can go back a little later. We're talking about a time of reflection. We're reflecting on God's goodness. We're reflecting on how he blessed us this year. Hey, God, to be able to minister the word to you all. We talked that next subject, which let's talk about Jesus. What better topic to have than to talk about Jesus? For the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Let's talk about Jesus. We had this subject for 3 weeks. We could have went on this subject from January to January, because when you talk about Jesus, the writer said the books, there was too many books, and they couldn't contain all the miracles. They couldn't contain all the good deeds that Jesus had done. We're talking about Jesus, hallelujah, our Savior, hallelujah, the author and finisher of our faith, God, the great I Am, the lily of the valley, the Prince of Peace, the rose is Sharon, hallelujah, the vine dresser, the husbandman, the wheel in the middle of the wheel, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the great I Am. Oh, I'm talking about Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Oh, and then we went on to understanding spiritual gifts. Oh, there's some spiritual gifts that the Lord told us to desire. He said desire spiritual gifts. It's nothing wrong with desiring a gift of healing. It's nothing wrong with desiring the gift of discernment. It's nothing wrong with desiring the gift of health. It's nothing wrong with desiring the gift of administering. Oh, God, there's somebody got to be able to keep the ship together. There's administrations in this body. There's order in God's body. God is a God of order. He's not a God. He's not a messy God. God is a God of excellence. He's an excellent God. For I bless him today, understanding spiritual gifts. Oh, and then we moved on, Sister Scream. And I'm going to stop on these last two. Hallelujah. We went on to saints in action. How many of you have been in action this year? How many of you are saints? How many have professed the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Hallelujah. If you've done that, then you ought to be, there ought to be some action. Hallelujah. James said faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. So you can't be a saint and there's no deeds. There's no action. You have to be active in this thing. You have to visit the sick. You have to pray for those that you don't even feel like praying for. You have to go to the prison and visit those that's in prison. You got to pray for this nation. You got to intercede every day of your life. You got to study the word. The Bible says study the word. A workman that not needed to be, that needed not to be ashamed, rightfully divided the word. Hallelujah. We have to study God's word. We have to fast, people. We got to pray. We're going on a 21-day fast. And I'm inviting all of you all to go on that fast with us. We're going to wait till after the holiday because we don't want to cramp your style. We want you to be blessed. We want you to enjoy your family this holiday season. Oh, but after the holiday season is over and we cross on over into the new year, we're going to get busy. We're going to start the new year all fasting and praying, calling on the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you some specifics. We're not just going to just throw it out there. We're going to tell you what we're expecting, and we expect you to honor that. Because if you honor that, God is going to honor everything that you do. Amen? And this last one, I'm going to close on that, and part two is tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow for part two. We're talking about a time of reflection. Amen. And this last one we're going to talk about today is it better to obey? Is it better to obey, saints? That's a question. We're asking you that today. Is it better to obey? The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So what does that mean, Sister Benoit? What does that mean, Evangelist? What does that mean, my girl? Well, it means simply this. You can have all the money in the world, but when you fail to obey God, when you fail to adhere to his commandments, when you fail to love like the Bible says, hallelujah, and you bring God all the silver and the gold, that's fine. Bring it to the house of the Lord. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Guess what? The pastor's not going to reject. The pastor's not going to refuse the gold and the silver. But I can tell you this. God will not honor the gold and the silver and then allow you to go live a raggedy life. So if you obey, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So you making the sacrifice to come and bring the silver and gold, but yet you're not obedient, then you best keep your money to yourself because you won't be rewarded. You will not be rewarded until you adhere to God's commandments, until you obey. He said obedience. The Lord is pleased when we obey. Yes, he wants us to give. He said give. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. The Lord wants us to give, but he said obedience is better than your giving. He said, I'd rather you not have nothing and obey me. He said, because I'm a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. And when you diligently seek in the Lord, you diligently seek in him because you want to be obedient. You want to be obedient. Hallelujah. I was closing on that one. But here's the last one. I got to close on this one. Called to serve. You know, I got to close on this one, y'all. Because you know what? Some of our leaders aren't walking in servitude. They're walking in dictatorship. They're not walking in servitude. They're concerned about therefore and no more. But my Bible tells me that Jesus said the one that desires to be the greatest among you, let him be a servant. We have been called to serve. I don't need you to serve me. I'm your servant. God called me to serve you. God called me to get you a pitcher of water. God called me to wash your feet. God called me to make a trip to the grocery store for you if there need be. God called me to serve. I am a servant. And it bothers my spirit when we get this proud and this haughty look and we want to sit at the head table and we want folks to wait on us. Well, you know what? Take off your tuxedo. Take off your fine clothes and go get you an apron and serve. Hire the Messiah. We're called to serve. Jesus said, I came as a servant. Hallelujah. Jesus told Peter when Peter said, Lord, I love Peter said, I'm going to what? Jesus said, I'm going to wash your feet. And Peter said, oh, no, Lord, you can't do that. You're the Messiah. You're the Messiah. And Jesus said, Peter, you sound like a foolish man. He said, for this purpose I came. If I don't wash your foot, you won't have no part with me. You can't abide with me. You won't be in my body if I don't do what my Father has sent me to do. My Father sent me to come here to serve you. So my Father sent me to come here to teach you. I'm to teach you how to serve. I'm to teach you how to love because I've been called to serve. Hallelujah. And I'm going to end on that. I tell you, we had so many beautiful topics. And the Lord is pleased. The Lord is pleased. We're not on this broadcast begging for money. We're not on this broadcast begging for no name or no fame. We're not on this broadcast soliciting you and prostituting you. We're not on this broadcast, hallelujah, for nothing that's not of God. We're on here simply to lift up the name of Jesus. We're on here to inspire and encourage and enlighten and enhance and empower you to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. This is New Destiny Ministry. This ministry has been ordained by God. This Blog Talk Radio segment, A Time of Reflection, has been ordained by God. There's many things, people of God, that I can be doing at this 1 o'clock hour. But this is an assignment that the Lord gave me, and I take it seriously. I take it seriously. I could be making $300 an hour. But I just told you, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Me obeying the Lord is more than the $300 an hour that I could be paid. It's more than that. Because when I serve God, he said in his word, hallelujah, that I'll give you more than what you're worth. Hallelujah. God will reward you. He said, I'm a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. I'm seeking the Lord diligently. Sister Scream, yes, I have a family to take care. Hallelujah. But I'm reminded 1 year, let me share this testimony with you all. I was working down at the church. And I was working on a project. They had a back to apostolic that they would do every year. And I was down there. I was putting in about 8 to 10 hours at the church. Hallelujah. And I wasn't out in the field. I wasn't on my regular job. Hallelujah. But how many know that the Lord will take care of you? Hey, and guess what? The Lord paid off my car note for me. I was in a Navigator. And the Lord paid it all. I owed over $14,000 on that Navigator. Guess what? They sent me, and I know it was the Lord. They sent me the pink slip. I called to pay my note, and I called one day, and a lady say, your bill is yours. You don't have a bill with us any longer. Your note is paid off. I said, what? I said, ma'am, are you sure? She said, yes, I'm certain. So I was like, like, okay, Lord, I got to use wisdom, man. I got to use wisdom. This woman telling me my note paid off. And I know one thing. I was calling in to pay my regular monthly note. So I waited. 2 days later, the Holy Ghost spoke and said, call them back. I called them back at the moving of the Holy Ghost. And I confirmed through another agent that my car had been paid off. And they told me, Miss Bernard, the pink slip is already in the mail. Say, you should receive it in about 3 to 5 business days. So after that, the spirit spoke and said, wait till you get the pink slip. Wait till you get the pink slip. So Sister Scream, in about 3 to 5 business days, truly the pink slip was in my mailbox. It was in my P.O. box, mind you. The pink slip paid in full. And I said, well, Lord, I begin to tell people about this. They said, what? There was something wrong. They must have made a mistake. Oh, well, if they made a mistake, then the error is on them. I know one thing. I had been working at the church. I had been giving God my due diligence. I had been giving God my due benevolence. Hallelujah. How many know when you take care of God's business, he's obligated to take care of yours? I had the pink slap. Yes, I did. I had it, and I got some witnesses to it. Hallelujah. When you got the pink slip, ain't no lean hold on it. You are the owner of that vehicle. I done had a couple of pink slips, so I know what that meant. Hey, So I'm telling you, people of God, today, do a reflection upon what your past life has been. This year, what has God done for you? This year, what have you done for the Lord? Have you served him diligently? Have you sought after him diligently? Do a reflection. Take an assessment. Take an examination. And everything that you promised the Lord that you wanted to do and you were unable to accomplish that, the Lord is not through with you yet. Don't beat up yourself. Don't feel bad. Just tell the Lord, Lord, help me to do better next year. If you allow me to cross over to 2013, everything that I wasn't able to accomplish in 2012, Lord, I'm putting it at the top of my list. Put it at the top of your list, people. Hayanoboshata. Woo, glory to God. Put it at the top of your list and say, Lord, I'm going to do better. I told the Lord I'm going to do better, Sister Scream. I got to make some money this year. But I can't let me making no money cause me to renege on my assignment. I have an assignment. I have an assignment. And that assignment means I have to work as diligent on the assignment that God has gave me as I have to work on diligently to provide for my family. I'm looking for some great things next year. Wait, let me back up, devil. Let me back up. Today is the 26th of November. I'm looking before the 31st, before midnight or minute after midnight on December the 31st. I'm looking for God to manifest some promises that he made to me this year. And guess what? God ain't short on his promises. He ain't slack on nothing. Hallelujah. So let me rephrase that. I'm looking for the close this year out with a bang. And what that bang means, believe and never give up. I'm going to believe God to the end. I'm going to believe God like one of the NBA basketball coaches say, the opera ain't over till the fat lady sings. And guess what? This year ain't over till my Lord sings, because he's going to honor every promise that he has given me. Hey, every promise that he made, I'm going to stand on it. And Lord, I'm going to hold on. It ain't over. Hey, I'm going to shut down. We got 35 more days in this year, baby. 35 more days so you can still go to work. You can still work for the Lord. You can still say, Lord, forgive me. You can say, Lord, I didn't do what you asked me to do, but I promise you, God, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better before the year out. I'm lining up all of my duckies in a row. Oh, but God, I'm going to give you some praise. I'm going to continue to think. I'm going to continue to meditate, and I'm going to continue to ponder upon what you've done for me and what you're going to do, and what you're doing right now in my life. I bless him today. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. I wasn't able to get back in the chat room, but I tell you, I'm praying a special blessing for those that come in the chat room. Patriot Craig, I don't know more. Hallelujah. Minister Howell. Oh, and all of you that I don't know by name that's on radio, on Blog Talk Radio, on the Lifting Up the Name of Jesus, all of the Christian networks on this Blog Talk Radio, I pronounce blessings on you today. Hey, I pronounce that next year you're going to do a greater work. I pronounce next year you're going to have a greater audience. I pronounce next year, that you're going to head up some ministries in your churches that you've been looking to head up. Hey, ministry this year, ministry, ministering to the sick, ministering to the feeble, ministering to the poor, ministering to the saints, ministering to those that don't know you. Ministry this year. I pronounce it this year. I decree and declare that we're going to rule and we're going to reign this year for the year out. We're going out with a bang, because we're going to keep on believing God, and we ain't going to never give up. Amen, amen. We bless you on today. Remember the True Fellowship Conference. Now, you know I'm not a beggar. Hallelujah. But if you're not able to attend, I'm asking you to bless somebody to come to the luncheon. We're trying to have about 75 people at this luncheon. If you're not able to come, send a $25 donation, and I promise you that somebody will be able to be there in the luncheon because of the seed that you have sown. I don't beg on this line. That's something I don't do, because the Lord take care of all of my needs. He said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. The Lord take care of all of my needs. But I'm asking today, I'm petitioning you today, hallelujah, to send a $25 seed offering in to this ministry. Mail it in to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702. At Stockton, California, 95205, and you will enable somebody to attend this conference. How many know that we don't have to, but we like to give our speakers an offering, and it's no more than right, hallelujah, to give them an offering. But we want to see some people that may not have $25. We want to see them in this conference, and even those that desire to come, if they don't have $25, truly I won't turn nobody away. That's the heart that I have. But I'm petitioning you all to send in a $25 seed offering to this ministry where we can be successful. We're going to be successful with the seed offering or without. But the Bible says we have not because we ask not. Hallelujah. He said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing. God said he would be in the midst. And Sister Screen was on the line with me today. I haven't checked the board, but I'm going back to the switchboard right now. Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord for you all on today. I tell you, I'm looking to have a good time in this fellowship conference with Dr. Winston Singleton, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, Pastor Adams, who's also on Blog Talk Radio, and also Dr. Kenneth Burford. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to these men and women of God, I'm telling you, you're missing something. But you would have the opportunity to do so if you're here in this conference. Amen. So we thank God for you on today. Again, we will be on the line for the rest of this week at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, on Saturday morning, we're on at 8 a.m. Eastern. That's 7 a.m. Central and 5 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Minister Billy Burns is overseeing that segment called They Overcame. Amen. And on Sunday morning, we're on at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Amen. So we thank God for you all tuning in today. God bless you. We love you and we appreciate you. And pray for this conference that the Lord will have his way and that souls will get saved and others will be healed and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for another opportunity to come on this line and lift up your name. We thank you for this Destiny Focus this week, a time of reflection. We thank you for all the wonderful topics that you have given us for this entire year, Lord God. And we're looking to do greater things, Lord. And all of us that fell short and did not live out all of the promises that we promised you, Lord God, we're asking you for another opportunity. Have mercy on us, Lord, and we promise you that we're going to do better next year. And all those promises that we made and we weren't able to keep them, Lord God, you know what they are, God. We're asking you to continue to look down upon our families. Bless all of the Blog Talk Radio Christian networks on this Blog Talk Radio Network. Bless our pastors, our leaders, our bishops. Lord, bless this conference, this true fellowship conference. Remember Dr. Singleton. Remember Prophetess Harrison. Remember Dr. Kenneth Burford. Remember Pastor Adams. Remember Psalmist Lady Carol Stafford Adams. Remember Evangelist Campbell, and remember Sister Dorothy Screen. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, God. Oh, God, and we're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit away from us. Continue, Lord God, to bless the bereaved family of the Claiborne and the bereaved families all over the nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you all. We're going to close out with this song by Tremaine Hawkins. It's entitled, I Never Lost My Praise. God bless you all. Have a glorious and blessed day.
In heaven to stay, but thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain, lost my focus and went astray. But thank God I didn't lose everything. I lost possessions that were so dear, and I lost the battle by walking in peace. But in the
great day. In Jesus' name.